Good evening. My name is Sandra Wargow, and I am your lecturer for tonight. And I invite you to celebrate the Epiphany of the Lord. And I ask now that you take a moment to greet and welcome one another. The outline for today can be found on page 29 in the Breaking Bread book. It's Gathering Song 106. Today's readings will be, the first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. And the second reading is from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Thank you.
As Sandy pointed out, the outline is on page 29. Invite you to join us. Celebrant for tonight's Mass is Father O'Sullivan. Our opening song, We Three Kings, number 106. Number 106, please stand.
Thank you. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the love of God our Father, the fellowship of Jesus Christ, and His Holy Spirit be with all of you. Today we remember the visit of the Magi, the wise men, the three kings as we call them, from the east when they came to Jesus and to His parents. Their journey is our journey. They were led by God to come to His Son. I'm sure our whole journey through life is the same. We want to begin with Jesus as we did in our baptism. We certainly want to end with Him when we die. So let us ask them to help us in our journey. But let us call up to mind our sins and ask for pardon. Lord Jesus, You are the glory of Your people, so Lord have mercy.
Lord,
You are truly the Savior of all of us, so Christ have mercy.
Christ,
and Lord, You are our hope of everlasting life, so Lord have mercy.
Lord,
may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, Your Son, who lives and reigns with You in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds cover the people. But upon you the Lord shines, and over you appears his glory. Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. Raise your eyes and look about. They all gather and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters in the arms of their nurses. Then you shall be radiant at what you see. Your heart shall throb and overflow, for the riches of the sea shall be emptied out before you, and the wealth of nations shall be brought to you. Caravans of camels shall fill you. Dromedaries from Midian and Ephah, all from Sheba, shall come, bearing gold and frankincense and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for your benefit. That was namely that the mystery was made known to me by revelation. It was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel, the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod. Behold, the Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is this newborn King of the Jews? We saw a star at his rising and have come to do him homage." Now when King Herod heard about this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. So assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. And they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is the shepherd of my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. So he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." And after their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. And they were overjoyed at seeing the star. And on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother. And they prostrated themselves and did him homage. And this is the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As we all know from our tradition, this is really the 12th day of Christmas. And in many parts of the world, this is as big a feast day as Christmas Day itself. In fact, in many countries, they reserve giving gifts or receiving gifts on this day, remembering that the Magi, the kings, the wise men, brought their gifts to Jesus long ago. But I often thought, you know, what can we learn from this great day? You know, who are these guys that came from the East? They call them Magi, they call them kings, they call them wise men. I'm sure there's been a lot of study through the history of our church about who they were. But I think all of us think, I think the scripture scholars have told us that they really represent all of us. They represent the non-Jewish world as well. Because God sent his son for all of us. And these men, wherever they came from, the east of where? East of Jerusalem, somewhere in the east. They came guided by a star, guided by God, by the Father, to come to the place where his son was born. And they did it with a lot of peril. And even when they spoke to Herod, and he ascertained from the mind to find out the origin of the star, and all the details about why they were coming, and the very thought of a new king being born. We see all the intrigue that was involved in that. and really the terrible aftermath of their visit, because right after they left Herod, Herod wanted to make sure that there's going to be no ruler, no king to replace him. So he ordered the slaughter of all the babies under 2 years of age. That would be around the time that the star appeared and by the time they got into Bethlehem area. So it was filled with danger. It was filled with tragedy, with grief for the mothers, the families of those innocents. Then we also think about ourselves, you know, what is our journey? What are we like? What are we searching for? And I think at the end of our lives, or even now in these days, we all hope for some relief. You know, a lot of people are still smarting from the economy that we're going through, loss of jobs. I'm sure many people feel the alienation of their church sometimes. Churches let them down. We've seen all kinds of terrible things happening, scandals. We see it in our own families, break up in families. Young children not wanting to go to church anymore. Maybe not even getting the education that some of the older people got. Maybe the older generation were kind of blessed because we all had parochial schools around us. The nuns were there. The brothers were there. We had a good, solid Christian education up until the time we left school, usually after high school. So all these things were part of us, the older generation. But we see now loss of faith. Maybe even our civilization seems to be turning upside down. We're still worried about what's happening in the Middle East. Every time we read the papers, we hear about Iran coming up with a nuclear bomb or nuclear weapons. Is the war ever going to end? Will terrorism ever stop? Will people stop losing their homes? Will they stop losing their jobs? Will there be any more disruption in our families where people are breaking up? The tension that goes into life stretches right into our families. The tension of not having a job, the tension of paying bills, even the tension of rebellious children who are caught up in the atmosphere that they go to school and that they're caught up with all their friends do it, whether it's drugs or just not going to school or doing whatever they want to do. This seems to be the baggage that we seem to be going through now in the 21st century. But I often thought, you know, what were those magi going through? Wherever they came from? Was their life any better than ours? And how did they get relief from it? Well, we read for 2,000 years now, their relief came from God, the Father. He sent them a sign. He sent them a star. He sent them a glimpse of what it could be like if they followed this star. And they read the scriptures. They knew the Old Testament. That's why they told Herod about this newborn baby that was to come. And the reputation, he was to be the Savior. He was to be what everyone is looking for in that part of the world. So they went. They went on this journey. They found him. And we know that their lives are changed forever. We know that they didn't come with gifts and go home empty-handed. The gifts they represented were what they had, symbolic of their wealth or maybe what they had. But I'm sure for all of us now, we're in the 21st century, we've been blessed. Most of us here have a Christian heritage. We've been baptized. We believe in God. We believe in Jesus. I think most of us have received our first communion, been confirmed. We still like to follow our faith and say that we're Catholic wherever we go. But sometimes that's kind of weakened because we're challenged all around us. We're challenged to our faith. So maybe all of us, every one of us here, have today's feast, the star that guided the wise men to Jesus. Maybe that's where we're at. He's given us that star. He's given us glimpses of faith. He's given all of us, I'm sure, hope, otherwise we wouldn't be here. It's a way of faith, a way of hope, and we have what we have is a light, a star guiding us. But the star, the end of it, is Jesus. So that should be the goal of our lives, even through these troubled times. Never giving up, never losing faith, having hope, and having confidence in Jesus. We're here because of Jesus Christ. He was born. He lived. He had a message. He chose people to proclaim the message. He's called all of us here who've been following Christ and from our lifetime to pass it on. Just don't keep it to yourself. Pass it on if you can anymore to your children or to anybody that will listen. But you don't have to be a preacher. All you have to do is live it. Live that faith, and the simple faith that brought the magi, the wise men, to Jesus, and brought them home with it. And that's why Christianity has spread for 2,000 years. Not because of despair, not because of lack of faith, but because people, the The wise men led all of us to Jesus. That star, the guidance of God, the Father, led them there. And he's leading us too. So we have that light before us.
Yeah.
Don't let it go out. Don't stop following it. And how do we do that? Keep up your faith. Keep up your traditions. New Year, make sure that what we do here tonight and every week, the Eucharist, listening to the Word of God and receiving some message from me or from any other priest or deacon who preaches to you, giving us that insight, don't give up. Those wise men, they were so wise. The Lord guided them. He skirted them around Herod. They got back home safely when Herod really wanted to kill them and stop it. So I'm sure there's a lot of factors in our life that want to stop us from believing. The world we're living in, the economy, the whole political system, even our city, even our environment, can get very depressing to some people. So the wise men showed us the way. The light was there, and we still have that light. Let us recite the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. So let us pray. Jesus is the light of all people. Let us pray to the Lord today for his light and his blessing on the world we live in, as we now pray.
For the church, that we may untiring bring the light of truth to those who are searching for something more in life, we pray to the Lord. For the gift of peace, that all hearts may strive to reject violence and yearn to follow the ways of the Prince of Peace, we pray to the Lord. For all who are seekers, for those who long for meaning, for those who desire commitment, and for those who wish to begin again, that God will work in their hearts to lead them to wholeness and fulfillment, we pray to the Lord. For the grace of understanding, that like the wise men, we will recognize God's message in nature, in events, and in our relationships, we pray to the Lord. For the sick, especially Nancy Regal, may they find comfort in the peace of Jesus. We pray to the Lord. For the deceased, especially Patricia Omlu, Mary Margaret Combs, Santo, and Jacinto C. Marrow, and the souls in purgatory, may they be guided to eternal joy. We pray to the Lord. For these and the intentions we hold in the silence of our hearts. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, yes, you hear our prayers tonight. With the main I hold, we will seek you in all that we do and say. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Gifts, let us sing Angels We Have Heard on High, number 84.
Jesus Christ, your Lord, forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lord.
Let us all give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
Father, all-powerful, ever-living God, we do well always everywhere to give you thanks. Today you revealed in Christ your eternal plan of salvation and showed us as the light of all people. Now that his glory has shone amongst us, you have renewed humanity in his immortal image. So now with all the angels, archangels, the whole company of heaven, we sing out your unending hymn of praise. Jesus Christ. before Jesus was given up to death, the death of once to be accepted, at the last supper the night before he died, he took bread in his hands. He blessed it and broke it and gave it to his disciples and said to them, "Take this, all of you, and eat it, for this is my body, which will be given up for all of you." When supper was finished, knowing the end was near, Jesus took the chalice. Again, he gave you thanks and praise for this. He gave this cup to his disciples and said to them, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. This will be shed for you and for people everywhere, so that sins may be forgiven. As often as you gather to do this in memory of me." Let us proclaim the mysteries of our faith. We offer you once again the life-giving bread, a saving cup. We thank you for counting us worthy to be in your presence to serve you. May each of us who share in the body and blood of Christ be brought together in unity by the Holy Spirit. Lord, remember your people throughout the whole world. Make us go together in love for each other. Together with the Holy Father, Pope Benedict, Father Benjamin, our bishop, and all the people of God everywhere. Remember all our loved ones, Father, especially the people from this parish who have gone to their rest in the hope of rising again. Bring them and all the departed into the light of your presence. Have mercy on us too. Make us worthy to share the eternal life with Mary, the Virgin Mother of God, with the apostles and saints who have done your will throughout the ages. May we praise you in union with them and give you glory in your Son, Jesus Christ. For through him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen. The kingdom and the power and the glory are yours
now. The Lord Jesus, you once said to your friends, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." Do not look upon our sins, but upon the faith of all your church. Grant to all of us here the peace and unity of your kingdom, where you live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
May the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
And all of your spirit.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Mercy on us.
Jesus, for faith and love and mercy, without your deeds, your body, and you have blood, let this come to the end of your share of condemnation, but only health and peace to the mind and body. This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, and happy we call to this meal. Lord, I'm not worthy to receive it, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. The body and blood of Jesus.
Thank you.
Let us pray. O Lord, shower us all with our heavenly light, always and everywhere, that we may perceive in the days ahead your light in our lives. We ask this through Jesus Christ, who is Lord forever and ever.
Amen.
Let us bow our heads and pray for his blessing. May the child of Bethlehem grant to all of us the joy of the angels and the wisdom of the Magi. Amen. May Almighty God bless all of us here, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let us go from here in peace to love and serve the Lord and one another.
Amen.
As we are sent forth, let us sing number 111, Psalms of Thankfulness and Praise. One of them.
Judgment. pick you up on a walk.
The kings of Tarshish and the islands shall pay him tribute. The kings of Sheba and Zidon shall bring him gifts. The Lord the mighty one has come, and kingship is in his hands, and power and dominion. Before him all kings shall fall prostrate, all nations shall serve him, for he shall save the needy when they come.
Special ones.